Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. So far, we've had several guests from Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, and today we have yet another guest from Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, and his name is David Rizel. While in Iraq, David was commanding 140 troops of the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment when Dave lost part of his right leg after a landmine exploded under his Humvee. I'd like to welcome David Rizel to the Mark White Show.
Hey, Mark, great to be here today. It's been quite a ride. Back in 2003, during my recovery, I started to get into triathlon by accident, where I was actually in doing outpatient therapy, and I started swimming first, and then I transitioned to biking, and I transitioned to running, and someone in the gym actually suggested that I try to become a triathlete since I was already doing all three. So just within a few months of my injury, as soon as I had a leg, I did my first triathlon in that midwinter try there in Colorado Springs, Colorado. There was still snow on the ground. I did the 2 mile walk. But it was my first experience with triathlon, which was kind of a natural introduction to Challenge Athletes Foundation, which is has kind of a bedrock in triathlon and other multi sports. When we first created Operation Rebound, it was about getting people back into sport. Our service members are athletes. I have always considered our service members professional athletes, whether you're in the Army, Air Force, Navy, or Marines. Everybody, fitness is a top priority for your deployability into combat. And as we got home, I saw a lot of the men and women, since I was injured so early, that were, gaining weight and not being active anymore. And, Challenge Athletes Foundation has always been the inspiration for people with disabilities to stay fit and stay mobile. And that transition into starting to take care of our first responders and our service members that were injured kind of came naturally. And that's really how we created the Operation Rebound, was specific to getting our service members back on their feet, either literally or figuratively. And to be honest with you, it allows our service members the ability to do what they can for those that can no longer do it. And for me specifically, when I did Ironman in Kona and I crossed the finish line, it was a tearful moment. And I saluted all those that had passed and could no longer do that kind of fitness challenge, and it was in their honor. And every time I run a race, it's in their honor. Those that were fallen and those that are injured, and I want to be an inspiration for those, just like the rest of the Operation Rebound gang.
You have an interesting perspective, Dave, because you are still on active duty.
Yeah, no, that's right. There aren't many of us left anymore. We're kind of a transitioning crowd. From 2001, when we had our first combat injured from this war, to today, people forget, but there's folks in Afghanistan, there's still in Iraq and Syria that are slugging it out right now and potentially getting limb-causing injuries or limb loss injuries. We're still going after it, but those that stayed on active duty, I mean, there's a group of us, and some of them are in Operation Rebound, and they're slowly medically retiring or retiring. And I'm kind of the last of the dying breed. I was one of the earliest, and I'm still hanging on. But I think the key to remembering that is that I didn't stay on active duty in order to find some soft office job. But I have, I've gone back to combat three more times. I went to Iraq two more times in command of infantry and armor units, and then I transitioned last year into a staff position in Afghanistan. I spent a year in Afghanistan slugging it out, trying to train new recruits from the Afghan army and police to do their job. So it's been an interesting 16 years as an amputee, continuing to serve and continuing to promote in the ranks.
You still have the connection, and if you know a man or a woman who has a injury in battle or otherwise, you can make that connection quickly.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was a period of time when I worked at Walter Reed, and we were building the amputee center where I remember when we hit the number 1,000, this would have been back in 2005 or 6, and then I remember when we crossed over the 2,000 mark of amputees, and I knew all their names at those times. But we've now, after 19 years of war, we've transitioned into having more people than I can recognize by name. But I still have people reach out to me all the time. And basically what I do is I talk to them about what it means to return to duty. What does it mean to continue on active duty as an amputee? Because, what you don't want to do is become a potted plant that just continues to serve, but is not really doing their job. The goal is to get fit and prove it to yourself by doing things like Iron Man. So you get that mental toughness and physical toughness to go back and fight in a fighting war again. But maybe that's not for everybody. So, and people with severe injuries sometimes can't do that. But what we want to do is get them back in shape, back on their feet, healthy again, so that they can go have rewarding jobs, they can run for office, they can do whatever they want to do to make it to the next level.
Speaking of getting back on your feet, after you were sent back home, you had a year-long rehabilitation period. Within 8 months, you participated in your first triathlon.
I think that my path may not be the typical path that folks follow, specifically because my goal was to get back to war. And when I had a really fantastic physical therapist there at Fort Carson, who had just come from the 82nd Airborne, and she'd spent her first 4 years as a physical therapist treating people with knee and hip and back injuries from jumping out of airplanes, to get them back to be able to jump out of airplanes and do their infantry military skill. And so when I met her, I became her star patient, and she said, okay, hey, look, I recognize that you suffered limb loss, but I don't want you to look at it as you have limb loss. I want you to look at it more like you have a severe knee and ankle injury that we need to get you back to jump status. And she just absolutely punished me for months and got me to the point where I was back swimming, then biking, and then running. And then I got that challenge from a friend at the gym, did my first triathlon. And then I was, you know, I think my first significant feat was to November of the next year, I ran the New York Marathon, and I'd never run a marathon before. So there I was running my first marathon as an amputee, and I realized that I could do it. And then when I started to look at triathlon, I go, well, you do that marathon at the end of a swim and a bike, and, you know, it can't be that hard. And then, you know, a couple of years later, I was actually able to complete an Ironman. But it, you know, it was a very fast process initially, but then I realized that there was no limits. I could do anything. And it helped that I was only, you know, 32 years old at the time. So things feel a little different now, 16 years later, I have to admit.
What was the lady's name who pushed you so hard?
Her name was Dana Cavall. She was a physical therapist out of Fort Carson. She's actually still in Colorado Springs, and she's a fantastic therapist. And she sends me a note every now and then. I check in with her, and she actually every time asks me if I'm still doing my balancing practice, because as strong and as physical as I got, I still to this day don't balance very well on my prosthetic leg, which that's something you should do initially, and don't skip that step. So anybody out there, work on your balance. I need to also.
Man, you know, this show is about difference makers, and that just stands out to me that this individual pushed you and is so good at what she does. That right there, people don't recognize individuals like that as much as they should, and that's what my show tries to do, is recognize those types of people who day in and day out, not just you, but every person that she deals with. If she has that same passion and drive, imagine what good work she is doing every single day that she's working with people like yourself.
Well, absolutely. I mean, she is one of many people in my life that have done that. I mean, you know, with Challenge Athletes Foundation, you got Bob Babbitt, who was the one that really talked me into doing a full length Ironman and getting involved in being in the Ironman multisport. And then there's, you know, a guy like Nico Marco Longo that's running Operation Rebound at Challenge Athletes Foundation, who every single day is grabbing Marines and sailors and soldiers by the collar and saying, hey, what were you interested in before? All right, let's get you back into that. Let's find out a way if you do that. Or, hey, maybe you can't do that anymore, but have you thought about becoming an Olympic archer or something like that? And getting them the equipment and what they need to get out there and to become Paralympians and to continue to represent our country, not in uniform, but in the uniform of an athlete, you know, to be a represent the U.S. on the international stage, make a peace instead of war. And it's fantastic.
Let's talk about that, Dave, when we come back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A big old hug, a little laugh, a week can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Welcome back. This is The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. We've been talking to Dave Rozelle, and he's still on the line with us. I wanted Dave to share more about Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound, and how he connected with CAF. Dave was sharing about Bob Babbitt. He was sharing about Nico Marcolongo. Dave, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Hey, glad to be back.
This is a great effort, and I have heard story after story of people who had no earthly idea who Challenged Athletes Foundation was,
and then Operation Rebound. And this guy named Nico gets in their face, really, in their life, and then turns their life around, because so many stories are rooted in, this happened to me, I was in the pit of despair, and this guy shows up and changed my life. Share about this phenomenon.
Yeah, no, my friendship with Nico goes back to 2003. I was just not far off being injured, and I was starting to get a lot of media because I was back, and I had decided I wanted to return to duty, and I'd had some engagements with our president at the time, and there was actually an article out in California that Nico saw, and he kind of cold called me and said, "Hey, man, how about you come out to California?" He wanted me to play in a flag football tournament. Buddy Bowl is a great organization that Nico's run for a long time, and it's a fantastic organization. It's football for charity, so those folks that love to play football, they get out there and raise money and play a flag football game out there. Thanksgiving weekend is the traditional weekend of Buddy Bowl. But then as part of their invitation, I actually got invited out to the San Diego Triathlon Challenge, which is Challenge Athletes Foundation's bedrock event they do every October, and brought my family out there and participated in a 1.2 mile swim. And I got to tell you, Margaret, I had not at that time ever swam that far, but I got out there and the gang at Challenge Athletes Foundation said, "Oh, no, don't worry. We got people that are going to be all around you. And, you know, don't worry. It's in the ocean. You're going to, you know, swim a mile and a half, 1.2 miles, but it's not that bad. You'll be able to do it. You'll be fine." Again, you know, they send me a wetsuit. I never put one of those on before. As a Texas boy, you never really needed a wetsuit. So it was a new thing for me. But there I was swimming in the ocean, and I got back out, and there Nico was waiting to kind of help me up the stairs. And then they immediately took me over and put me on a spin cycle where I spent an hour leading a spin class that I'd never done before like that. So just that is exactly the method to get people back. You don't give them an option to fail. And honestly, the Challenge Athletes Foundation for a long time has been getting grants to people with disabilities who their insurance company don't pay for things they need. Therefore, CAF steps in and has been paying for those things, especially for children. You know, imagine a child whose insurance company thinks that crutches are enough for a child to get on, because they've outgrown their wheelchair, but it's going to be two more years before they can afford it. So, you know, they put in a grant with Challenge Athletes Foundation, and they can get a sport wheelchair or something like that that their insurance doesn't pay for. That model fit perfect for what I thought we needed for this service member, because there was at the time a serious gap in what our service members needed and what the VA was providing. And so in that interim, I told Challenge Athletes Foundation, "Hey, this is a great opportunity for us to take care of our service members that are returning. They're going to want to get in the sport, and it takes a while through the VA grant to get those things. Why don't we set up a separate event for veterans to provide them?" And it worked out. I met with the board of Challenge Athletes Foundation. We sat down, we looked at what it would mean, and we came up with a name, and they were kind enough to let me be the inspiration and to name it. And then I then was able to put together a team of athletes that I brought out of Walter Reed and out of Balboa and out of San Antonio to run this organization and to launch it. And the kind of the finale of it was when I did Ironman in Kona. And it was just after that we were able to hire Nico Marco Longo, who was separating from the Marine Corps, then to run that program that we stood up. And it's been an incredible organization to partner with and to create that specific program for service members. And I'll tell you, the life-changing events that Nico and the team has been able to do every day, you could never record enough video or data or footage or sound of all the life-changing things that happen every single day, because guys getting back in shape, men and women getting back in shape, getting that kind of spirit back in their life where they get to be warriors again, saves lives. And that is the bottom line.
I'm thankful to get to talk to the ones that I have. It's a true blessing, I know, to listeners who need some encouragement and inspiration. That's a big deal. And I appreciate the fact that you were the inspiration for this and that you took the initiative.
You know, there have been times that I've gone and done Operation Rebound events, whether it's out in California, or I did a Kansas Half Ironman a couple of years ago. And then when I show up on the course with my nice equipment and my running leg, people actually walk up to me and say, "Hey, don't you think you have an advantage with that, you know, with that mechanical leg of yours?" And and that's how things have changed. Because it used to be they'd see you and say, "Oh wow, look at this pitiful old vet that's out of here trying to do this event. I hope he makes it." And then when they see us now, they go, "Wow, that, you know, this young man or woman's about to really put some fire on the track out there." And that's how things have changed. And we've changed it only because technology has caught up with us. I mean, we finally are able to have some, you know, even though my running leg, my cheetah leg, it gives 70% return that I put into it, which in the human body would be 100% return. But with 70%, man, that's pretty good. I'm sure happy with that. But it jars me up, I'll tell you, after all the thousands of miles that I've been running the last 16 years, I'm starting to, other parts of me are starting to fall apart now. So you got to. The problem is I treated my recovery a little bit like a sprint. and so now 16 years later, I'm starting to feel some effects of my sprinting. But certainly there's young men and women out there right now that have been injured in the last couple of years. They're getting after it. And I'll tell you, people that we're reaching right now, which absolutely makes me the happiest, is we're getting those folks that maybe weren't ready for the 6 month or 12 month turnaround. They're the people that 10 years ago were injured, maybe lost both hands or both legs or triple or maybe a quadruple amputee, that are now 10 to 12, maybe 14 years later, are far enough along in their personal journey that they are ready to do something. So the funny thing that Nico is able to do now is that he can reach out to those people and bring them in. And man, they may have been injured 15 years ago, but they're new to this. They're new to this lifestyle. They're ready to get back in a sport. They're mentally and physically at a point where they can embrace this, whether it's to get back and go snow skiing or whether it's to swim for the first time in the ocean. They're getting after it. And so but it takes a leader like Nico and the rest of the gang at Challenge Athletes Foundation to reach out and say, "All right, we're doing this. We're inviting you. We're going to pay for you to get out there. And you're going to be great. Don't worry." And then you're surrounded by people like you. And that's the thing that I hear every time I go, especially when you meet a child with a disability that had to do that mile on the track with their crutches, and they show up to an event with Challenge Athletes Foundation, and they see another child just like them, but that is winning, that's back at their school and is sprinting and beating all the kids. And I love it. That's my favorite thing to see. I participated in a triathlon up in Virginia a few years ago, and I had been contacted a couple of years before that by a man who had actually been let go from a fire department in Virginia because he had gained so much weight, and he was over 300 pounds. He was unhealthy. He could no longer do his job. And then he had been inspired by a video he had seen of me and what I'd been doing. And I don't think I've ever told the story before, but, and then he said, I would like to see you at the triathlon because you're going to be amazed. And sure enough, I walk up, there's a bunch of firemen. This guy comes out, greets me, and he had lost the weight. He was down to about 220 pounds. He had been hired back by the fire department. All his buddies were there to support him at the triathlon. And he and I actually did, for the most part, did that triathlon together. And it was, it had been life changing for him. He had literally fallen off normal life and gotten back on track. And, you know, I didn't mean to inspire that guy, you know, and that wasn't part of my plan. You know, mine was my own journey in that sense, but then to be able to touch that guy and make and change his life, that really was something else to me. Hopefully he's holding on to that weight loss and that job, you know, this whole thing, I say it's a roller coaster, you know. You have good days and you have bad days, and people see me and remember me on my good days, but everybody's got bad days. That's why you need a team. And that's why people that leave the military are used to having a team, having buddies, having a battle buddy, having a squad, having a battalion, whatever it is that they are proud of and support each other. And then when you leave, you're all alone. And that's part of the reason I've never left, because I loved the Army and I loved the Brotherhood and I loved the way that we take care of each other. But then with Challenge Athlete Foundation and Operation Rebound, you got your squad back, right? You got a bunch of guys that serve together. They're looking out for each other, men and women that are getting after it and getting in the sport, getting back into life
and staying healthy. And that's the key.
And I wish it wasn't that way for those who come out of the service or even in law enforcement, but it is that way, and you lose that community. But I'm thankful that Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound is there to be that. Now, what we have to do now, Dave, is let people know about it and make people aware of it, so that person that's struggling right now in this moment that doesn't even know about Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, never heard of it, it gets to their ears, it gets to their eyes, and they make a call, they get on the website and find out more about it.
That's right, and there's probably someone listening right now that there's a kid in the neighborhood that, you know, is out and they can't go play in the playground because they only have the heavy industrial chair that was given to them by their insurance company or by the hospital. And maybe we can get them in a push rim chair and they'll be out there on the track racing other kids. It's a lot of times it's just people don't know. And so I've tried to be the voice as much as I can of this organization. And, you know, I'm absolutely proud of what we've been able to do, whether for the civilian side or the military. I mean, I for Challenge Athletes Foundation, I speak for both, because I think it's just as important. When I remember being at Fort Carson and there was a young child and all the kids were playing out on the grass in the backyard, except for the kid that was in the wheelchair. And I one time stopped and asked, "Hey, how come you don't go play with your friends?" And he said, "Well, my chair's too heavy. If I go on the grass, I'll get stuck." And I just thought to myself, you know, it's about education. You know, hey, have you thought about applying for a grant? Did you know that there's other wheelchairs that are available to you? People will pay for them. You know, just put in a grant and see what happens. And you can change someone's life in a second.
We're going to get this message out, and we're going to have some people that are going to get in touch with Challenged Athletes Foundation and Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. I just know it.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I appreciate the opportunity to tell you about it. And I hope that my story inspires folks to get up from their desk every hour and take a walk around the block, or, you know, something simple like that can make a difference in your own life, or take the stairs instead of the elevator, even though it hurts a little bit.
I want people to go to challengedathletes.org and find out more about Challenged Athletes Foundation and Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. Dave Rozelle, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today.
It's been an honor. God bless America.
Folks, we've been talking to Dave Rozelle. He has shared his story, but more importantly, he has now put his story out there and the story of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound so that others can be affected in the same way that he has. I hope you'll tune in next time. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.